It almost sounds a little bit like a John Williams piece, but I've got Bob McConnell joining me. This is Amy Beach and her Symphony in E Minor, Opus 32. And Bob, I have to admit, I was not familiar with Amy Beach, and I'm not sure if I'm not alone or whether it's whether I just missed it or not. I'm not sure. Is Amy Beach?
I think most of the world is pretty well unaware. She's one of the few, when I started this project, of including female, not including, having a higher percentage of female composers this year. She had been on my list for ages, but this is, you're right, this is actually a very big piece, and it is similar to John Williams in some ways, in that it's kind of an endurance test for the orchestra. So to do it twice in the one day, I'd always hesitated putting it on a program. But the theme of this year's programming for all three of our concerts is the celebration of the 100th anniversary of women's right to vote. Yesterday I was talking with some folks about this, and I just said, you know, other than the abolition of slavery, women getting the right to vote in this country was really a gigantic event. And we're in the process here. The ratification, you know, has to go through all the states or enough states to pass. And it started in 1919 and was finished in 1920. And when we were talking about programming, we just decided, you know, this is a great theme, and we can tie into it easily because women have been writing music but underrepresented in performed music. So I'm really happy with the programming we've ended up with. And, yeah, I think people will love The Beach. I mean, it's a big, brassy, beautiful work.
It has a lot of intensity in it. There's no doubt about that. And Amy Beach, did she write a lot of music, Bob?
Yeah, she in her time was well known. Now, you know, I was having a discussion with another living female composer about her, and she said, you know, it was a product of the time. She didn't sign her pieces Amy Beach. She signed them Mrs. She used her husband's name, and then Beach. And it's just a pretty weird thing nowadays to look at it that way. But her husband, she was a wonderful concert pianist, and her husband, she had to agree to, she only did one concert a year after they got married, and that was for benefit, for raising money for charity. But he did love her compositions and encouraged her to study composition. And so, you know, it was a little bit of a mixed bag. She was very well known. But if you're a woman and your pieces aren't going to be performed for a big orchestra, why would you put a lot of effort into it? So she just did the one symphony, did quite a few songs, a lot of piano work.
And the symphony itself, Symphony in E Minor, this is a very, as I said, a very powerful piece. And you said yes. I'm going to guess it's draining for the orchestra. Is that what you were saying earlier?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it's draining to rehearse because everybody has a lot of playing. Typically in a piece, you'll play some, and the composer's mixing it up. But she writes a little more what we would call thickly, where most of the people are playing a high percentage of the time, and it's difficult to get it put together so it's going to sound great for the audience.
A day and a concert dedicated to the women, and we're going to be featured right now. This is in the Amy Beach's Symphony in E Minor is the first half of the program. This is Linda Robbins Coleman's For a Beautiful Land. What can you tell me about this, Bob?
So Linda Robbins Coleman is actually a friend of my wife and I, because she's a composer. I met her years ago when I was playing, I think, in the Quad City Symphony, and we did a piece of hers. She lives in Des Moines. She's a Drake graduate. In large measure, a lot of composers end up being self-taught. They go through a regular music program at a school. But she was basically told that women don't write for symphonies. Now, she is only a couple of years older than myself and you, a few years older than you. And she, you know, these things die hard. And she said, actually, she has never had more works performed until, I think, the last, like, 5 to 7 years. Once, and I don't want to minimize the difficulty of any composer getting performed, male or female. Think about how many hundreds of people write music, how few orchestras they are, and how few pieces they perform. They don't perform that many on a program, maybe 2 to 5 pieces. So it's difficult to get heard and get performed, but YouTube is really helping that. And I would urge listeners to go and listen to the Amy Beach and this A Beautiful Land on YouTube or get a recording online ahead of time. So A Beautiful Land was written under commission from the Cedar Rapids Symphony, which is now Orchestra Iowa. And Linda was composer in residence, driving across the countryside. She said she didn't really take I-80 much. She went up to that next highway. Is it 30?
30, that'd be 30 across there, yeah.
And drove across there. And she just said there were so many beautiful mornings she was driving. And that was really the inspiration for this piece. And she put some sounds of wildlife in the piece, and it's just a beautiful thing to listen to.
It is indeed. And you've got a powerhouse violinist, Katja Moeller. She's your guest artist. She's going to be performing a violin concerto, Alexander Glazunov's Concerto in A Minor, Opus 82. And what can you tell me about Katja?
I can tell you quite a bit about her. She's a 15-year-old. She had been in the Iowa City school systems in West High. She recently ended that and is doing online high school at the University of Indiana so that she can devote more time to music and the flexibility of a traveling performing schedule. She's hoping to get into a top music school. Her mom is Ksenia Nosakova, who also soloed with us almost 20 years ago. And so Ksenia is half Russian. And Glazunov, being a Russian composer, she feels like she has a great connection with this. Now, we played this the other day for a portion of it for I think it's Progressive Business Club or something in Burlington. And a lot of those people had never heard an orchestra, and they just said, wow, she is a fabulous player. So I think people will love the piece and love her, and that's how we're going to end the concert. She's got a great piece to perform, and people will have the chance to meet her at the pre-concert lecture and afterwards, so I hope people will come out.
Wow, that. 15 years old, you've got a concert. It's a triple concert weekend. Starting Saturday, 7:30 at the Capitol Theater in downtown Burlington. Then Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa, 6:30 p.m. at the Iowa Wesleyan University Chapel Auditorium in Mount Pleasant. Now, you got season tickets. They are on sale as well. $55 for the season. Single concert tickets are $20, while children and student tickets are free. There's no reserve seating. But again, you've got, Prelude. You'll be chatting about this and introducing Katja as well at the Prelude. And is that's before each of the concerts? Is that right, Bob?
Yeah, you know, the other thing I'd like to jump in with too, Steve, is I want people to understand that this isn't a theme for one concert. It's a theme for 2 years, but we've got a lot of great, unique programming, and we're tying it in with some suffragette memorabilia. So in fact, the females in the orchestra are dressing in the outfits or the colors of the suffragette movement, the white, gold, and purple.
Wow. Okay. So it's a saga is what you're doing. And
it really is.
And continuing on, it's happening this coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 3 concerts. Again in Burlington, 7:30 Sunday, 2:00 at Ottumwa, and again at 6:30. Those concert times are an hour earlier than they used to be for the Sunday, just so you can, I guess what, so you can get home and get ready for your work day on Monday.
Well, we moved those up a year ago, and we had fantastic audience reaction. you know, people are more willing to bring their kids if they know they're going to be out by 8 o'clock or so. They can get back home easily. And it just makes it a lot easier on everybody that has to work the next day.
All right. It is the Masterworks Series concert dedicated to the suffragette movement. And it is Bob McConnell. Bob, good luck on a concert weekend, looks like. Hopefully good weather for you and a good, hopefully a good crowds in all of your locations. Thanks for joining
me. Thank you so much, Steve.